most memorable in my secondary school?
It can be any time.
It can be any time. It can be any time. Talk to the foreigner. Yeah. I think my English is not so good enough to compare with those university students, because I'm study at a Chinese I study at a school who teach Chinese as the first language, and they so that's why my English is not so well. So but when I'm talk to the foreigner, I felt it's a little bit different with my normal studying English. So there, for example, you talk to a guy who came from London, they will have the tone of London's speaker. So I think it's the most memorable English.
And so how do you happen to have these experiences? Is it in the university or outside?
Yeah, in university. The international tutor, the workshop which held at university. So I remember his name is Calvin. Yeah, so this is my experience.
And you did mention before secondary school or perhaps even primary school. Do you have a memorable experience from either?
Also, but they are really formal. They, because we, the goal we need to get into the university school to fool the DSC tax, so we need to practice English every day. So it's not fun at all, and this is again and again to do the same thing. So I think it's unhappy memory. So I don't recognize that. And it's very hot in my mind, but I don't recognize it's happy memories. Yeah.
Do you have a memorable English language reading experience?
Reading experience. Alice in Wonderland. When I was a kid, I read this book. This is my first English book I read by myself.
And how about these days? Are you reading much in your own free time?
No, because when you pass the test and you get into the university and you felt, oh, this is all about to do your own essay and no need to learn more. So I would feel that when I get into the university, my English level is lower than my secondary time when I'm studying English every day.
So your personal assessment of your language ability, does that make you wonder or make you want to do more in English, perhaps read more?
Yeah, I'm willing to do that, but I don't have the passion to willing to learn more English, because I don't think English. Because I'm not interested in English. Because my interest, I'm more interested in Chinese. And first, it's not my interest, and second, I'm so really hard to find a way to learn by myself. And another point is the university is not just like the time when I'm at secondary school. They provide material and reading at the goal every day. So I think my motivation to learn English is more lower